Warriors-Cavs Game 1 of the NBA Finals, a back-and-forth battle at Oracle Arena to tip off the fourth consecutive meeting between these two teams in the Finals, and the Warriors energized by Stephen Curry as he delivers 29 points with 9 assists. Kevin Durant added 26 points to go with 9 rebounds. Klay Thompson left the game for a spell after colliding with J.R. Smith, returning to score 24 key points, and Draymond Green an assist shy of a triple-double with 13 points and 11 boards. As this game went to overtime, where the Warriors pull away for the win, 124-114, the final in OT. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Just take us possibly through your thoughts as you're watching J.R. Smith grab the offensive rebound, dribble it out near you. What were you doing? What were you thinking? Can you sum up that moment?
I was disappointed that we didn't get the rebound first. We got lucky. He could have taken a shot, but he dribbled out. I guess he thought they were ahead. Reminded me of a play. I'm a basketball junkie, so I don't know. Derek Harper dribbled the game out, clock out with Dallas years ago. Sometimes this stuff happens. It's just, we got lucky. We got lucky.
Next row back.
Melissa Rowland, Berea News Group. Steve, can you describe what was going through your mind when Klay Thompson suffered that injury in the first quarter and just sort of the relief that followed that when he was able to return to the
game? Yeah, I mean, it was a scary play. It looked pretty bad. And I think he was out the rest of the quarter. And so I didn't know if he was going to be able to come back or not. But he was available, and he turned into Klay right away when he took a 35-footer on his first possession back out on the floor, so we knew he was okay.
Tim, on the right side, standing.
AP, the whole sequence on the block charge and them going to the review, it's obviously a bang-bang play, and usually with replay you hope they get it right. What was your level of confidence when you first saw the replay that it was going to get overturned?
I had no idea because I couldn't really, I looked up at the scoreboard and I wasn't looking at the right time. I was gathering the team around to talk strategy. So we needed to talk to the guys. We gathered them together, and then they overturned the call. So we got a break.
Third row on your right.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. What was your thinking with JaVale's minutes more than we'd seen in a while, and what did you think of the result?
I thought JaVale was great. We just needed a burst. We needed some energy. His minutes were important. He helped us get off to that good start in the third quarter.
Art, your next question here on the second row.
Obviously, the guy is fantastic, but LeBron gets 51 tonight, 49 regulation. Anything you can do, did you try everything with JaVale and Draymond, et cetera, et cetera?
We held back a lot of strategy tonight. We've got so many things up our sleeve. We're going to shut them down next game.
Next question in the middle. Raise your hand, please.
Coach, Bodil Guntuyo, Kwesi Sports. We expected your team. I mean, we've seen the Warriors come out strong in the third quarter. It didn't happen this time. But in overtime, they just turned it on. What's the difference? What happened between that and the third? What's the difference between the third quarter and overtime?
Between the fourth quarter and
Third quarter. Yeah, and overtime. You know, usually the team comes out strong in the third quarter.
Yeah.
But this time, they started around. They didn't sustain it. But then in overtime, you started it on.
Yeah, we're playing a great team. It's the finals. It's not going to be easy. I know everybody has been saying and writing that it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. They were playing a great team. They've been to the finals 4 years in a row, just like we have, for a reason. They have a guy who's playing basketball at a level that I'm not sure anybody's ever seen before when you consider everything he's doing. And he's got a really good group of teammates around him, and they put a lot of pressure on you. They're really hard to guard. So it's going to be a tough series.
Next question, Robert, run row up on the aisle here on two.
Robert Littell, BS. So you talked in the pregame about how game one, it's a lot of keyed up, a lot of jitters. Did you feel that you came out a little bit slow in the first half? And overall, how did you feel about the defensive effort for the team?
Well, I think game one is a little bit of a feel-out game. You know, you come off an opponent you've been preparing for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, you know, the series ends and you got to start over again, both teams. Obviously, we're relatively familiar with each other given our meetings over the last few years, but, you know, they're a little different now this year after the trade at midseason, and they've got some different characters, different weapons, and so I didn't think our defense was very good in the first half, but I think it'll get better.
Next question in the middle.
Chuck Nevius, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. If we could stop time for a moment at the end of the fourth quarter and ask you how you felt the team played. Everyone's delighted after the overtime, but at the end of four quarters, how did you feel the Warriors played?
I thought we were pretty good. I didn't think we were great. I didn't think we were bad. I think we can play better, but it's not like we came out there and stunk it up. You know, we played hard and got after it. We had a really good third quarter. So, you know, we'll look at the tape and figure out what we're going to try to do next. But one step at a time, we got the win. We're thrilled with that, and we'll see what happens next.
Next question on the right side.
Anthony Sider with The Athletic. What was your perspective on what kind of went down in the final minute, the Tristan Thompson foul, the scuffle, Steph and LeBron, all that stuff?
I'm really not sure. I haven't talked to Steph or KD about it. I have no idea what that was about.
Is there a final question for Coach? Next one in the back, in the middle.
Coach, Aaron Goldhammer, ESPN Cleveland. Had you ever seen one of those block charge calls overturned in the last 2 minutes, and how aware of that rule were you?
I've seen it. Not often, but I've seen it a couple times. So I don't remember exactly when they added that to the possible reviewable plays. I think it was maybe two seasons ago, but seen it a couple times.
All right, game two is Sunday here at Oracle Arena, and all throughout this NBA Finals series against the Cavs, we have several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound, the team app. In the top right corner, there's a radio button, and that is where you can hear Warriors Sound 24/7. You can also hear it on our homepage, warriors.com/sound is where you find the 24/7 stream, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcasts app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.